Seriously, power outage. And here I am, my battery close to death. And I actually do need my phone to work now. I was going to record an audio. Must look for help. If I can see anything, maybe my neighbor. Hi! I'm not disturbing you, am I? Good. I am your new neighbor, and I thought maybe you could help me out. As we are in the darkness after the power outage. Oh, this guy is handsome. Thing is, my cell phone is totally dead, so I thought maybe you could help me out. Lend me a charger for a while, perhaps. Yes? Oh, that's so sweet of you. But it's dark in here as well. I should be careful not to- Oh. My phone fell out of my pants. Oh, now I can't find it. Oh, it's so dark in here. Maybe you can help me? Oh, it's like it bounced on the floor. I thought here, maybe to the right. Over here, maybe. It can't have walked away by itself, can it? If I lean down... Oh! You stumbled into me. Weird touching. Ah, but there, my... Oh, is that your hand? It's so warm and soft. Oh, but you've got your charger there. You don't mind if I borrow it, then? Perfect. I'll bring it back tomorrow. I guess I should be leaving now. What? You want me to stay a while? Well, why not? I'm in no hurry, really. Please, tell me about yourself. You are a writer of scripts. A man who transforms feelings into words. But can you really live by writing? Ah, art for art's sake. You're not in it for the money. And you don't care if nobody reads what you write. You're building dreams and desires. The power of imagination is what counts. It all sounds so beautiful. Maybe I can help bring your stories to life. Who am I? Oh, they call me Mimi. My story is brief. I record audios in my little home. I love all things. Things that have a gentle magic, that talk of love and spring, of dreams and fancies, of poetry. And as a voice artist, I give a voice to all those things. I stay all alone in my tiny little studio, longing and hoping for dreams to come true. I look at the roof and sky, and the winter feels so long. But when spring comes, the sun's first rays are mine. April's first kiss is mine. Desire and sensual touches are in my thoughts, and I breathe and moan, longing for embraces and kisses. But the audios I make, they are just fiction and fantasies. What else can I say? I'm your neighbor, disturbing you in the darkness. But when you're looking at me that way, I feel something inside, like heating me up. Put your arm around me, please, and let me lean into your embrace. as I. You wanted that too? Yes, I can feel that in the heat from your lips. Press your body against me and kiss me again. Let our tongues dance together. Let our hands find their way in the darkness. Roam over our faces and our hair. I will close my eyes and let our hands continue their odyssey. Let them feel our bodies, not seeing. All our sensations become more intense. Let your fingers touch me, there, and there, and there. Make me shiver, make me gasp. You like my body, dear writer. Please don't stop. Sense how I am reacting as you trace my curves with your fingertips, my back, my sides, my legs. My ass, my breasts. Yes, they are so soft and sensitive. Continue as I lean towards the table. Why don't you pull off my pants? I love that, how you kneel before me. I'll spread my legs. Let my scent fill your nose and your head. Yes. Do that. Kiss me there. On my leg. On my calves. I can feel tingling sensations going up to my thighs. Go higher with your kisses, please. Higher. I can sense your fingers tracing the insides of my thighs. Go on. Don't you dare stop. I want your fingers even higher. I want them inside me. Yes, you heard me. Please do that. Probe inside me. So good. Please, please go deeper. I'm so wet already. Touch me there, please. And to the side now. Hold there, please. A little higher, and oh, perfect. Rub my clit. Oh, this is so good. In circles, up and down, but I want more. Kiss me down there. Yes. Right there. Yes. Stay there. And let your tongue work its magic. My hips bucking as my hands clench in your hair. Yes. Go on. Please. Whatever you do, please don't stop. Bring me pleasure. Let me embrace the waves of ecstasy. Let me drop down, drop my defenses, and just let go. Let me, all my senses concentrated in one place. Let me shake and shiver and squirm. I'm feeling the wave getting closer. I have a roar in my ears. There are flashes behind my eyes. There is a fire. I have no fear. I'm so close now. Yes. I'm going to. Right there. No. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes. 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 That was bliss. Thank you for giving me such a welcome. You brought me so much pleasure. Such a sweet man you are. But I want more. And I think you want something too. Let my hand go down over your stomach, exploring all over your too willing flesh. Yes, I can feel that you are more than ready. So hard, aching to enter me. Pull your pants down now, and let my soft touch bring you pleasure. As I stroke your shaft up and down, making you harder and harder, exciting you and preparing you for entering me. I can hear your panting now. Yes. Close your eyes and just feel my hand on your shaft, pumping you faster now. What? Do you want me to slow down? Yes. Should I stop? Or else you would spill your seed right here and now? Well, we can't have that, can we? Let me climb on top of you instead, as you sit on this chair here. Perfect. Just like that. Yes. You are rock hard, standing to my attention. Now I will find a perfect position and push myself down on you. Yes, I am completely accommodating your whole length. It feels wonderful. I will start to ride you. Oh, that feels perfect. I choose the rhythm. I will find the angle. It gives me the most pleasure. My dear writer, my dear neighbor, I'll go up and down as fast as I want. Holding onto your shoulder as I push myself all the way down and raise up again. I am the mistress. I bring love to you, and you return it to me. Let's go faster now, like we're caught within a storm. Roaring through our bodies. Waves crashing in our heads. Let the waves take us on a ride. As the ride takes us higher and higher. I can feel you pushing into me. We are united. Two souls in the darkness. Two bodies burning with desire, about to explode together. I'm almost there now. Crossing that bridge. The point of no return. Approaching the moment when two melt into one. Mm. join me? The final leap. The final bliss. Please. Please come for me. Oh. Please come for me. For us. Now. 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 So good. Hold me. As I sit on you, letting your arms squeeze me. Let this moment last. Listen to my breath. To my heart. It beats for you. Let me kiss you again. Lovely one, look into my eyes. Tell me you're happy for this power failure. I am overjoyed so that we could meet and explore each other. So that our passions could merge and our lonely souls could find consolation. Please sit here beside me and stroke my hair. And take my hand again. No more thinking about power stations. About cell phones that got lost. I won't worry about disturbing my neighbor. Let us just cherish this moment. Breathe slowly. And press yourself against me. Forget about pains and worries. I'm so grateful that we were granted this chance. A memory that can live forever. Let me listen again to your heartbeats. Let me caress your handsome features, your smiling and enchanting face. Look at me again. This is indeed a moment of inspiration. The stuff that dreams are made of. Caress me again, and let me find that delight. of earthly love and a reunion of souls. Look into my eyes and breathe slowly. I can glimpse a reflection of your soul. Can you please write about this for me? And I will give you my best performance. Make an audio that will bring you delight and excitement. As you are the poet, and I am your poetry, I want to give you inspiration again and again. Let me kiss you and hug you so tight. Let me whisper with a soft voice in your ear that I love you.